Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Australian sports stars you'd think would be dripping in cash. We hold our sports stars up higher than pretty much anyone else in this country. And yet, our athletes are actually underfunded, have limited financial security and rely on their families or outside employment to survive financially, according to the results of a survey by the Australian Sports Foundation. To help us understand it a little bit more, we're joined now by Natalie Cook, five times Olympian, beach volleyball gold medalist and retired athlete. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, Sammy J.
Look, I'm a little shocked by this. We're talking about athletes surviving on less than the minimum wage.
Yeah, and I think the public would do. There's a perception that we do, as athletes, get paid lots of money. Now, there are some that do. There's outliers, of course, in everything, but most of our Olympic and, of course, our Paralympic athletes struggle below the minimum wage. We see anything from $15,000 to $35,000. Our swimmers do pretty good because we have some philanthropic support from Gina Reinhart, but most of our athletes hustle just as hard as the court as they do on the court.
Don't they supplement their income, though, with other jobs or sponsorship arrangements along the way?
Well, the sponsorship arrangements are getting smaller and smaller and fewer and fewer. And, of course, they're the ones we see on TV. Now, when you're in the Olympics and you're only every 4 years, it gets harder and harder to get those sponsorship dollars. So we see them having to supplement with a job. Now, medals at Olympic and Paralympic Games are getting tougher and tougher to win. There's more countries winning gold medals. The margins are getting smaller. We see it. And we'll see it in Tokyo this time round. So we need our athletes to rest, recover, eat well. And when they don't have enough money, they're going to the supermarket and buying noodles instead of a piece of steak or a piece of chicken for their protein. It really is disturbing, some of this information. And if we want to see our athletes continue to win gold medals and be inspirational, like Kathy Freeman and our swimmers, and you could put Kerry and I in that boat, I still have people, Sammy J, 21 years later, coming up to me in the street saying, "Oh, thank you so much for the inspiration."
Well, Natalie, five Olympic campaigns, you're right to get that recognition. How was it for you, though, starting out? Did you experience that level, or is the suggestion that things have actually changed quite a lot for the worse?
No, I was the same. When beach volleyball started, we used to win a water bottle and a hat. And Kerry and I decided, though, instead of getting a 10-hour, 20-hour a week job to try and supplement it, which actually wouldn't have been enough, we needed to pay to travel internationally to play our sport. That cost a lot of money, flights, accommodation. We had to pay for our own coach because it was a brand new sport. So we didn't know any different. So we did everything from trying to raise sponsorship money. We'd win a little bit of prize money. We'd run around to our Queensland Academy of Sport Institute, try and get a grant. We got a little bit out of the federal government to help support us. And by the time we pieced it all together, we managed to just financially keep our head above water, or just go a little bit under and put our hand out. I put my hand out to mum and dad. So, and then by the time you finish, you said five Olympics, that's 20 years. You come out with either a negative balance or zero, and you've got to start again. So when we look, like you said at the front, we look to our athletes to be the inspiration, the pride of our nation. Hopefully something like the Brisbane 2032 opportunity that we might have, fingers crossed, will help lift this, the money available to athletes so they can train and do us proud again.
Natalie Cook, you've done us proud already, but you're right, it's all about future generations, and I really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Sammy G.
Natalie Cook there, five times Olympian, and, you know, I will of course forgive her the only error in adjusting a J to a G.